One morning, Rav Avadya's children witnessed him rush out of his bedroom, not dressed for the day yet, quickly wash his hands at the kitchen sink, recite Birkot HaTorah, and run to the bookcase to grab a sefer. He quickly flipped through the pages, found the page he was looking for, read it, and said, "Oh, Baruch Hashem." His children were stunned. "Abba, what just happened?" Their father, Rav Avadya, was a Pashtun. He was not interested in following Kabbalistic practices when they would run counter to the basic halachic ones. We all know that there is a well-kept custom to wash one's hands in the morning as soon as he can, once he wakes up. Not touch anyone's clothes, but to quickly go and wash his hands. The problem is, if you do that when you have to go to the bathroom, you can't recite a beracha. So Rav Avadya didn't want to not recite a beracha, wash his hands, and then wash them again with a beracha, because that enters a safek brachot issue. You might have been yotze already, so you shouldn't be reciting a beracha now. Instead, al pipshat, without the Kabbalah, he would wake up in the morning, get dressed, get himself ready, and then go to the kitchen sink and wash his hands there with a beracha one time. So it was very strange that their father ran out of the bedroom, washed his hands quickly, and ran to check up the sefer. "What, Abba, what's going on?" So he said, "Oh, nothing, nothing." And he said, "No, Abba, what's going on? What is this?" So Rav Avadya said, "I was learning last night at 2, 3 in the morning, as usual, and I found a contradiction in the Shut HaRivash." The Rivash was a great Rishon. He lived in Mallorca and then in Algeria. And the Rivash says in one place that keeping Minhagim is wonderful and great, and in another place he says, no, Minhagim is Gematria Geinam. We should nullify and get rid of the Minhagim. And it's a contradiction. In one place he says Minhagim are good, in another place he says Minhagim are bad. What's going on? So I sat and I thought for a while, and I finally thought of a resolution, and I went to sleep. In my sleep, I had a dream. A saintly old man came to me in a dream, and he told me, "My name is Rav Yitzchak Bar Sheshat, I am the Rivash, and Baruch Shekivanta, you discovered the contradiction, and I should tell you, you were Mechavin also, you correctly understood what the resolution is, and in fact, I wrote it in a different siman in my sefer." So Rav Avadya said, immediately when I woke up, I remembered the dream, I ran to go look it up, and it was there! Incredible. Rav Avadya was a Mechaven et Shemuato. He spent the time and effort and energy to think deeply about what the Rebbe was saying, what the Sefer in front of him was saying, to uncover a contradiction, and then to resolve the issue. Mechaven et Shemuato, number 47 of the Kinyanei Torah, the second to last, is a person who is ma'amik. He thinks deeply to understand the kavana of the dinim and the halachot that he's learning. He's midakdek to resolve the issues and to be mechavin them with one another to make them fit together nicely so that they can be understood correctly in the holistic system of Torah. We have to be midayik v'lashon Rabbeinu. A person has to sit and understand what his Rebbe is trying to tell him by not just showing up to shir like some talmidim do, and even memorizing the whole shir, memorizing the notes of the shir, but not actually preparing the content. How can you possibly understand a shiur be'iyun, whether it be Gemara or Halacha, if you didn't learn the Gemara yourself first? If you didn't learn the Rishonim yourself first? If you didn't learn the Tur Shulchan Aruch yourself well first? If you don't understand the Yesodot, you can memorize the words of the Rebbe all you want. But if you're not prepared, your Torah will not last, because you don't understand. The Gemara says in Berachot, Chayav Adam Lomar B'Lashon Rabo. Once we worked hard to prepare, then Chayav, a person is Chayav to say B'Lashon Rabo, and you should be Midayik B'Lashon Rabo. Because you can actually, you have the content, you have the background. The Gemara says in Erevin, that Bnei Yehuda were Daikei B'Lishana, therefore Tamudam Mitkayim B'Adam. The Bnei Yehuda were people who sat and they were Midayik in the Rebbe's Lashonot. And they figured out what he was trying to say based on what they knew. And that's how their Torah learning lasted. There's a phenomenal story in Menachot of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who went to go learn by Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. And while Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was there, he saw someone named Yosef HaBavli. And this Yosef HaBavli was a Talmud who did not let go of his Rebbe. He was in love with learning. And he would ask his Rebbe some specific question 10 times. And each time the Rebbe, Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua, told him, kasher, 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 kasher. Eventually, one time, time number 10, the Rebbe responded to the same question, kasher, but Rebbe Eliezer says pasul. When Yosef HaBavli heard that, his face filled with joy. He was so happy, he was elated. So Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua asked him, why are you so happy? So he said, Rebbe, you don't understand. I asked the same, I heard the answer to this question from a different Rebbe. You don't understand, Rebbe, I heard the same halakha from Rebbe Yudab, Rebbe Eli. But when I asked all of his Talmidim, none of them can confirm it for me, whether it was true that I heard it correctly or not. So I went and asked his Talmidim, nobody could confirm, and that's why I asked you numerous times, until finally you told me that, yeah, Rebbe Eliezer says that way. If Rebbe Eliezer says that way, that makes sense. Because Rebbe Yudab, Rebbe Eli, Rebbe Yudab is the son of Rebbe Eli, and his father, Eli, learned by Rebbe Eliezer, so he heard it from Rebbe Eliezer, and he taught it to his son, who taught it to me. I heard correctly. Wow. When Rebbe Elazar ben Shemua heard this, he said, Ashreichem Talmidei Chachamim. He cried, and he said, Ashreichem, Ashreichem Talmidei Chachamim, Shedivrei Torah Chavivin Aleichem Beyoter. You're so medayik in your Rebbe's Lashon, Divrei Torah Chavivin. You pay attention to every word and are so concerned that maybe you understood or did not understand correctly. You have to work so hard to understand it better. Ma Ahavti Torahtecha Kol Hayom Yisichati. In a different sense, does not just mean when one is learning Torah from a Rebbe, from a Sefer, to organize the ideas, to think deeply and critically about the ideas to make sure that they make sense, and to make sure he understood correctly. But it also means that when one is organizing the ideas, he has to do it correctly. He has to do it in the historical Seder HaDorot. There is a flow of every sugya. There is Gemara, Yishonim, Tur, Shulchan Aruch, Nosei Kelim, Acharonim, etc. You have to know when each of the players in each of those categories lived and present them accordingly. A person should not be presenting the opinion of the Ran before the opinion of Rashi. It doesn't make sense. Rashi came centuries beforehand. You shouldn't be saying, Rabbi Akiva Eger says this and the Shulchan Aruch does too. Chavivi, the Shulchan Aruch came centuries before he did. You have to present things in the same and correct order that they happened, because they build on each other. And if you understand them correctly and what they're trying to say, it would be appropriate to think about it the way they did, and in the order that it happened, the order that it built up. And part of that kavana, of course, when it comes to halakha, has to be Shulchan Aruch also. Shulchan Aruch isn't just a springboard for Nosei Kelim. He's a posek also. And he has a shita. And you have to mechavin shemuato. If you just learn Shulchan Aruch and don't pay attention, you won't understand when he's saying something that is lishitato, and how what he's saying in Shulchan Aruch reflects how he presented to you in the Beit Yosef. And if you didn't learn the Rishonim that he's quoting, so then you won't even understand what he's trying to say sometimes. And that leads to misunderstanding Shulchan Aruch altogether. It's so critical to understand Shulchan Aruch correctly. And that itself is part of Kavanat HaShemua. If a person loses the Ilan Gadol amongst the other Ilanot, then oy vavoy to his Torah and to his Hora'ah. The Maharashtam once had a dream where he was called to Shemaim to adjudicate on a Din Torah that they didn't want to paskin on their own in the Beit Din Shalmala. And he told the Beit Din Shalmala that I think that this is a halakha, and there's a Kesef Mishnah that says like this. And they said, okay, Kesef Mishnah, done. Halakha is like him. They paskin like Maran in Shamayim, Rav Avadya likes to say. How can you not toil to understand Da'at Maran? When the Yom Kippur War resulted in many agunot in the world, Rav Avadya was called upon to handle all of the cases and to be matir each and every one of them. He cried so much when he learned about what they had found, the remains of each and every chayal, that his already sensitive eyes were damaged even further. The doctor said he was going to go blind. And he's like, how am I going to live? How can I learn Torah if I don't have any eyesight? So Rav Pinchas Zabichi, a Talmid Rav Avadya, witnessed how Rav Avadya asked his family to take him up to Tzfat. They rented a room, and he stayed and davened at the kever of Maran, Rav Yosef Karo, for days. He cried and he cried and cried, Maran, I'm fighting for you. I'm fighting for your hora'ot. Please stand up for me in Shamayim and daven for me that I should continue. And suddenly after that, the right expert came in and they told him, no, you don't need any surgery. Your eyes will survive. Just wear sunglasses from now on and everything will be okay. And kachaya. Not only is Mechavinet Shemuato true to Amitashel Torah, it gets us Siyata Dishmaya Min Hashamayim. And if we do it for the right people, it can get us a lot of Siyata Dishmaya as we protect their Torah. We want to be Kone Torah. We have to make sure that we're learning it correctly, understanding it correctly, presenting it correctly. With the right focus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah can be so misudar and so mechuvan in our pockets. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.